Now, Peter, being the vocal one of the bunch, says, Lord, if it is really you, command me to come to you. And Jesus answers him with one word, come. Right? And at that point, Peter got out of the boat and began walking on the water. And it's important that we see something that Peter knew very well. Peter is not in charge of water walking. Jesus is. Peter is not in charge of water walking. Jesus is. Before Peter gets out of the boat, he had better make sure that this is what he is called to do. And that Jesus is doing the calling. Right? I think I could get an amen on that, don't you? As we were talking earlier, haven't we been there when we're just kind of sticking our toe in the water to see if it's warm, right? Yeah, we'd better make sure that this is what we are called to do. Well, now, from my personality type. Now, those of you who know me, this may not surprise you. But on this journey, this is the hardest point for me. I pray, I study, I search, and I'm afraid I missed something. So I pray, I study, I search. And then I pray and I study. You get the point, right? You know, if I were Peter, I would be still standing there in the boat probably going, Jesus, now how do I know for sure that that's you out there? Right? Anybody identify with that? Yeah. You don't really have to admit that, but I'm glad somebody else is with me. Yeah. So you know, for me, this is a really difficult. I know I may feel in my heart what I'm called to do, but man, I got to make sure, right? I got to make sure that it's just not my imagination and my wishful thinking, right? I just got to make sure that Teddy isn't telling me it's my calling and it's really not, right? Yes, we just need to remember that Peter is not in charge of water walking. Jesus is. Now, here's the flip side. Here's the flip side for me. Once I realize that that is what I need to do, I'm like a bull in a china closet with the blinders on. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going for that goal because I know that's exactly what Jesus wants me to do and nothing's going to stop me. Can anybody else identify with that? I'm kind of like Peter in that way, right? Yeah. So once I've made up my mind, I am full steam ahead. Now, John Ortberg says that it is possible for us to make courageous, high-risk decisions that are stupid. Did everybody hear that? All right. Anybody ever made dangerous, high-risk decisions that was stupid? No, not you. No. But let's look at a few situations where Peter made those courageous, high-risk decisions that were stupid, or he was too quick, and he made a decision. Turn with me, if you would, to Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 33. Now, Luke is the third gospel in the New Testament. So it's towards the back of your Bible. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. We have three scriptures to look up here where Peter kind of jumped ahead of the gun a little bit in this regard. Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 33. Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. Now, in the church today, we call this transfiguration. We celebrate it on Transfiguration Sunday because the church is so, you know, creative in the naming of things. The disciples saw Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Now, I'm stating something obvious, but it may not be obvious. Moses and Elijah had been dead for a long time. All right, you understand that? And here they are talking to Jesus. They appear in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. Now, listen,